Something a little different today on The Cafe. We love the new album from Fortet called Everything Ecstatic. Kieran Hebden is Fortet. He is an electronic music composer who makes refreshingly organic sounding music from downloading samples into his computer and then assembling them. Well, today we'll actually get a chance to hear how those compositions evolve in a live setting. There have been four Fortet albums since 1999, and this new one represents a change. As its title suggests, it's a little less introspective. I asked Kieran what that title, Everything Ecstatic, meant to him.
I wanted to make a very kind of confident record, you know, that was very clear about what it was kind of saying and very kind of outgoing and sort of celebrating the music a bit rather than making something that was really sort of introspective this time.
Definitely comes through in that way. You know, it's funny. I was reading a bunch of things people were saying, and one of the things that had me scratching in my head where they kind of some people talk about even the kind of music you make or even your music in general as being soulless. And I don't hear that at all in this. I feel that what you end up doing, no matter what, you know, your tools may be, has a real human feel to it. And that seems to be one of your goals.
Yeah, so I kind of soulless music seems a little pointless to me, really. And you can, music that's just about ideas is never going to touch you. You need ideas and soul, ideally, I think. And I think the instruments I'm using or the way I'm making it is kind of irrelevant. If you've got the right attitude to what you're doing, you can put soul into whatever. I'd like to think that if my ideas were there and my heart was in it, if I was given two pieces of stone and a wooden plank or something, I'd be able to make a decent sounding record.
Well, amen to that. Well, I want to talk about what music goes into what you do. We'll do that later. Why don't we hear, you want to do a piece from okay. Everything Ecstatic?
Cool.
Thank you.
Fortet, Karen Hebden, is playing live for us today, and that's a joy from the new album, Everything Ecstatic. Karen, can we... I want to peek behind it a little bit. Can we maybe isolate some of the pieces involved there?
So sounds and things.
Yeah. I'm sort of initially curious about this. A great low-end kind of rumbly track that is through most of the beginning of it. Is that all one piece, or is that a combination
it's
of things?
It's a little sample of like double bass that's been kind of slowed down. I think it's kind of bowed or something, which gives it that sort of rumbling feel. I've just taken a really short little sample of double bass and just kind of like looped it.
I'm sitting here, I'm luckier than the rest of you, because I'm able to watch what Karen does. Did you ever start out like two turntables, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I used to do that a bit. I used to play just DJing in clubs and stuff. And I guess there's a bit of that that's coming to, but I've been in bands and stuff as well, playing kind of guitar and keyboards and things. And I know this has sort of evolved over the last, I can't believe I do this now. I never really anticipated that what I'd end up.
This was a side project from Fridge, right? I mean,
kind of. It was just, you know, I was really into kind of hip hop and dance music and stuff, and I wasn't really making much music like that. And then I got a computer, and I suddenly had the ability to do all these things that were kind of in my head. And then I never really thought about playing live much. And then people kept inviting me to do shows and things, and kind of really, really got into it. And now it's become everything I'm doing sort of evolves around live performance.
Now, when you perform live, do you perform people who might possibly be dancing, or is it a sit-down situation?
Yeah, hopefully they're going to be dancing. Yeah. Like, I think every night's different, though. You know, people enjoy things in different ways, and it's all kind of good.
Indeed.
For me.
Karen Hebden, Fortet, is our guest today on the Cafe, and the new disc that we're hearing some of the things from is Everything Ecstatic. Let's do another piece. We all have smiles on our faces. Fortet is playing live for us today. Fortet is Kieran Hebden. And it's funny, I recognized, I think, the jazz drum loop from something from the disc, but you've taken that in a completely different direction. What is that?
I put all these gamelan samples onto it. I got really into gamelan music in the last couple of years, kind of Indonesian, Balinese gamelan music. And it's kind of weird because it's not based on a sort of Western scale, so it always sounds...
And played on all these brass instruments, bells and gongs. And, but there's also a zillion different drummers on that, too. It seems, I mean, there's that one drum loop. Must have some other things.
I took all these little bits of drums. The main beat was put together on this drum machine at first. And then I took loads of little samples from, like, drum solos and things like that and kind of built these things up together so that it would have this effect of kind of three drummers all playing... little bit off with each other.
Yeah, definitely. For things you want to use for this, there's a, I guess it could come from anywhere.
Yeah, like I'll take sounds off television, off like DVDs, like just recording random things. I bought a vibraphone. Like when I got really into all the gamelan stuff, I bought a vibraphone. I'd sample little bits, maybe just me striking one note on the vibraphone or something, and then kind of processing it and stuff on the computer to make all the different sounds and things I needed. Even those sounds kind of collected from all over the place, I really think of the computer as the instrument. I try and just distance myself from what the sound is once it's actually inside the machine, and anything goes. You know, I don't, if there's something like a guitar on there, don't care about trying to be true to the sound of the guitar in any way. It's a new sound now.
I think people might be curious as to what your musical path to this was. When you were a kid, where did this start? What were your first things you listened to?
My dad's like a huge music fan, so I just grew up with real sort of all-round kind of classic soul and rock and jazz and stuff. And I think I was like 14 when Nirvana came out, so I was just the perfect age for all that. So I really got into that whole kind of grunge rock thing. And then I was learning to play guitar as well, which got me into things like kind of Hendrix and Zeppelin and things. But then the whole drum and bass thing started to happen. I was living in London, and that was just the music we heard at school and stuff every day. And I think that got me kind of into hip hop and stuff as well. And I think that was the first real sort of electronic music that I was interested in. And I'd grown up on that whole kind of Riot Girl lo-fi movement thing, which had really given me this attitude that was very kind of pro sort of DIY, the whole idea of, you know, make records in your bedroom and releasing them, and that's okay. And it doesn't matter if you can't play your instrument and stuff.
But what's coming out now has kind of has an affinity to some of the free jazz things.
Yeah, I kind of, and then I really got into that because my dad was into jazz, but I'd heard of the kind of bop stuff, and I knew of the really extreme kind of avant-garde jazz, but there was this kind of other jazz in my mind that I'd never heard that I was kind of looking for. And then when I was at college, there were a couple of records I heard Bitches Brew and Alice Coltrane, Journey to the Satchinananda. And when I heard both those records, they were like records I'd been looking for my whole life almost. And that changed everything from that point. I became hugely obsessive about that sort of area of music, that whole kind of spiritual cosmic jazz sort of sound. And I think that's become a kind of total core to what I'm doing ever since, really.
Well, I hear it. Yeah, certainly, somewhat, definitely on your quieter records and certainly in what you're doing now. Definitely it's part of what you do. Thank you so much for coming by. Real treat.
No problem.
Kieran Hebden, Fortet, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.
Once again, thanks to Kieran Hebden, Fortet, for playing the compositions that you'll find on Everything Ecstatic Live. And if you do want to get the album versions of them, you can get Everything Ecstatic from our World Cafe website, our CD store there at worldcafe.npr.org.